This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The new Secretary of Commerce and point man on a lot of his boss's trade policies, Wilbur Ross, was on CNBC this morning. He said, among other things, that he wants to deal with NAFTA before he turns to Chinese trade. And he talked about something that we've discussed here a couple of times, the border adjustment tax, the plan that's being floated to tax imported goods at about 20% or so, but make it cheaper to export stuff from the United States. The economic rationale here goes like this, that the tax on imports would, in theory, be balanced out by the increase in the value of the dollar that would result from the tax, because companies wanting to export to the U.S. would have to buy dollars to pay the tax, and that the government would get a whole lot of money from that tax. Economic theory, though, sometimes falters in reality. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has more now on what might actually happen.
House Republicans in the Trump administration contend a border adjustment tax could help balance the budget, maybe adding about $1 trillion in revenues over 10 years. Annette Nellen studies the legal and accounting side of tax policy at San Jose State University.
I'm not sure it's going to be that extensive. Of course, part of it will depend on what rate they actually talk about.
Republicans are floating a rate of about 20% on imports. Economic theory says a rising dollar will balance out those costs. Carolyn Freund is with the Peterson Institute for International Economics. She says that balance can come in one of two ways. Either wages and prices rise together, or the exchange rate provides a leveler.
So your jeans will cost more, but you'll also be earning more money, so it's a wash to you. Or the dollar's worth more, so those jeans, even though they were taxed, end up costing the same amount.
David French is with the National Retail Federation and says to balance out that kind of tax, the dollar would need to go up about 25%.
It may take a long time for the dollar to move. If it takes 3 to 5 years, that's a lot of pain for consumers and for retail associates while we wait for the dollar to adjust.
But it would likely give a boost to American-made products. The border adjustment tax is currently only a part of the House GOP plan. Neither the Senate nor the White House is 100% on board yet. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.